Om Shanti. Selfie or selfish? Yes, we finally admitted. We have arrived at that time in which we, the human race, collectively declare that we feel lonely and left out. We desire to be included, to be seen, to be recognized, to stand out. In fact, we want it to be all about us. The ego sticks its face in front of the camera and says, "Hey, look at me, I exist." The sight of people posing with a selfie stick in hand is now commonplace, and we don't give it a second thought. But anyone arriving from another planet and witnessing these bizarre scenes would be saying in amazement, "What on earth? It really is an unfathomable fad." People will even risk their lives to take selfies. More people died in 2015 from taking dangerous selfies than from shark attacks. The Russian government, concerned about the increasing number of incidents where daring selfies had led to injuries and deaths, released a selfie safety guide to warn enthusiasts about common dangerous behaviors. But as yet, there have been no warnings about the harm we can do to our immortal self. The selfie has to be the epitome of self-centeredness, that is, ego-based selfishness. What is the intention behind the selfie? Studies suggest that it's a need for recognition and acknowledgement. What we can't seem to get from real human relationships, we seek to get from the fleeting fame of the selfie. As it increasingly becomes all about me, we have forgotten about we. How many of us stop to think about the next one after us? When we use cinemas or cafeterias, do we clean up for the next person after us or reset the chairs for them? Do we take two spaces to park our one car or think of others and park a little more considerately? Do we put our shopping trolleys back in the right place so as to not inconvenience other drivers? Do we return things back to where we found them, such as sellotape and scissors, or create agony in others as they spend hours searching for that very thing? We act selfishly most of the time, as though the world only rotates around me. There are many examples I could give in which, if we could just stop to think of us living and sharing and working as one human race, the world could be a better and more peaceful place. Of course, various factors are at play, and lots of people are just having fun. But it's really time that we looked at our human motivations and behavior, and not just followed the fold. Think about it. If children and adults were getting the love and attention they really needed from home and family, would they go elsewhere to look for it? If our world consisted of less Facebook friends and more honest and caring relationships, if we really felt part of the human family, would we need to post our mugshots for the world to see? As we tweet, tumble and flicker our way to Insta gratification and online stardom, we are forgetting the real self, the real star of the show. When we operate from the eye of pure consciousness and not from the limited self, then we don't feel the need for acknowledgement or affirmation from others. Instead, we recognize our value. We no longer need to take, we can give. As we become we conscious and not I conscious, we contribute to the world in a healthy, positive way. We live on this earth, not just me. It's time. It's time to take note and not selfies. Life is all about we and not me. Om Shanti.